Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Happy Monday, and on your WSIU Almanac, President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the Civil Rights Act on this day in 1968. And on this day in 1921, the Iowa state government started taking in more money thanks to cigarette smokers as the first state tax on cigarettes went into effect. Locally in Harrisburg, you can learn more about the days of steamboat travel on the Lower Ohio River from Robert Swenson, Professor Emeritus at SIU, at a free public presentation starting at 2 p.m. at the Harrisburg Public Library. 67 steamboats were built in Metropolis in the 1850s, and Dr. Swenson knows a lot about these. And again, this free presentation takes place at 2 Sunday at the Harrisburg Public Library. For more information, call the library at 618-253-7455. The Little Grassy Literary Festival is 3 days of poetry and prose with nationally known artists, and it gets underway this Wednesday. And one of the organizers, Kirk Schleter, says that these national authors were eager to come to Southern Illinois.
SIU Carbondale has a very nationally renowned creative writing program, consistently ranked in about the top 20 on both fiction and poetry. We have wonderful faculty, and these are people who win awards, who publish books, and are really well thought of. And so most of these authors, to be honest, jumped at the chance a little bit to get to come to Carbondale.
You can also do some walking this Friday in Mount Vernon and participate in the annual Walk to Prevent Child Abuse, starting at noon at the Jefferson County Courthouse. And that's the WSIU Almanac. Have a good Monday.